This means rewarding behaviors and good practices. When rewards are solely based on outcomes, it can lead to cheating. Peer recognition. Managers aren't the only ones who can give rewards. Let's create an environment where peers appreciate each other's efforts. Encourage your company to adopt a recognition system similar to Zappos. Start by allocating a monthly budget for small gifts, approved by upper management. Install a kudo box in a central location or set up an electronic mailbox. Depending on your company's size, consider organizing the system by team or department. Let employees know they can commend anyone. Share the results every few weeks to keep everyone engaged. Strengthen your team for success. Micromanaging hurts organizations. When employees feel intimidated by their bosses, they don't perform well because they're afraid of making mistakes. This leads to more errors, which puts even more pressure on managers. Break this cycle by spreading control throughout your organization. Empower managers and workers to make decisions. This boosts morale and productivity, leading to better results overall. The 7 level of delegation. To guide their teams effectively, managers need to set clear boundaries defining each member's decision-making authority. Utilizing the 7 levels of delegation serves as a practical strategy in achieving this goal. 1. Tell. Let's decide and explain why. No need for feedback, just action. 2. Sell. Encourage participation to validate your choice and instill a sense of ownership. 3. Consult. I need your input to help me make a smart decision. Your insights are crucial for us to move forward effectively. 4. Agree. Let's chat and make a decision together. 5. Advise. Let's enhance decision-making by offering constructive feedback. 6. Inquire. Let your team make decisions. Get them to explain why they chose their ideas. 7. Delegate. Don't micromanage. Let things happen naturally. Avoid delving into the nitty-gritty details. When it comes to making critical decisions within your organization, delegation levels play a crucial role. These levels aren't just about assigning tasks. They determine the extent of responsibility your team can handle and the impact their decisions carry. To unleash the full potential of your team, establish clear levels of delegation. It all starts with telling or selling. Create organizational culture via common values. For a company to thrive, everyone involved, employees, customers, suppliers, and shareholders, must embrace and reinforce common values. The culture within your organization should mirror the values held by both management and staff. Encourage your employees to embrace their beliefs and use them to guide their decisions. Before introducing new values, prioritize safeguarding the shared values of your stakeholders. A call to action. Team members and managers alike should pinpoint the values they admire. Then, they can engage in open discussions to select which values they wish to embody in their actions. Simply displaying values isn't enough. They must be lived out earnestly. Take, for instance, Enron, which prominently touted excellence and integrity, but ultimately collapsed due to executive corruption. It's imperative to stand behind the values you profess. How your organization operates reflects its values and culture. If you can't list your values, make your list shorter. If you're not sure which values matter most, ask your team what makes them happy at work. Start your weekly meetings by sharing a few value stories to create a positive atmosphere. Enhance a culture of active learning. Encouraging continuous learning is crucial. Employees must take charge of their own growth through self-education. Let's create an environment that sparks curiosity and motivates employees to dive into learning. At Atlassian, the Australian software firm, promoting innovation is a priority. They understand that a vibrant lounge area with comfy furniture can stimulate fresh thinking. That's why they set aside specific days for employees to explore their own ideas, putting regular work on hold. This approach promotes active learning and encourages actionable insights, leading to innovative solutions. At Cisco Labs in Norway, employees have the freedom to dedicate time to personal projects, a practice also adopted by Facebook and Spotify. This initiative requires employees to demonstrate results within 24 hours. However, the focus isn't solely on producing tangible outcomes. Rather, it emphasizes the value of experiential learning and exploration. The management's overarching objective is to foster an environment where creativity thrives and continuous learning is encouraged. Build trust for workplace flexibility. To create workplace flexibility, trust is key. Employees earn freedom by proving their productivity first. Trust blossoms as they meet commitments, communicate well, and maintain a positive, helpful attitude. Today's workplaces champion flexibility, allowing employees to balance work and personal life seamlessly. Flexible scheduling enables individuals to accommodate medical appointments, carpooling arrangements, yoga classes, and other commitments. Leading companies like Netflix and The Motley Fool exemplify this trend by offering unlimited vacation policies, enabling employees to take as much time off as they need. Some employees underutilize it, failing to take adequate time off. Consequently, companies find themselves in the position of recommending a minimum number of vacation days to ensure their workforce maintains a healthy work-life balance. Remote work is gaining popularity fast. Employees who work from home or elsewhere are often happier and get more done. But companies need to figure out how to make sure remote workers are putting in enough time and how to recreate the trust and teamwork of in-person work. Revolutionize feedback for improved performance. Traditional performance appraisals are a pain point for managers and employees alike. They often dampen intrinsic motivation and team collaboration. Despite their annual recurrence, they rarely contribute positively to organizational performance. However, feedback remains crucial for employees' growth and development. By utilizing tools like email and other communication platforms, we can facilitate meaningful daily exchanges. This approach creates a culture of continuous improvement and gives power to employees to thrive. Techniques for effective feedback. To give feedback that's helpful and appreciated. Setting the scene for feedback. Hey there. Let me fill you in on what's been going on before we dive into this website evaluation. Today has been quite the marathon, lots of travel and hardly any breaks. So, by the time I got here, I was feeling pretty drained. Observations and insights. As a scientist, it's crucial to objectively assess and provide feedback on staff performance. Let's focus solely on empirical observations, disregarding personal feelings, to foster a conducive learning environment. Recognizing accomplishments beyond expectations is key to encouraging productivity. Objective observations. The new report was well-structured and provided comprehensive insights into the project's progress. The data analysis was thorough, and the conclusions drawn were logical and supported by evidence. Overall, it effectively conveyed the key information regarding the project's status and future prospects. Find value through observation. To gain valuable insights, it's essential to note your observations and consider their significance. While criticism is not the aim, acknowledging even minor issues can shed light on larger ones. By actively engaging with your observations, you can uncover actionable insights and promote ongoing learning. Practical suggestions for effective communication. Instead of focusing on individuals, let's center our attention on the content itself. While not everyone may agree with the suggestions provided, they will surely appreciate the approach if it's done right. Create workplace happiness. Don't tie your happiness solely to success. Instead, adopt an attitude that lets you be happy no matter what's happening at work. Follow these steps to find happiness. Show gratitude at work. Encourage showing appreciation to colleagues by sending thank you notes or offering friendly handshakes. Regularly expressing gratitude promotes active learning and establishes a positive work environment. support others, and accept help. Offering assistance and being there for others can have a significant impact. Allow others to lend a hand when you need it. Take charge of your well-being. Boost your productivity and feel great by prioritizing healthy habits. Opt for nutritious meals, exercise regularly, and ensure you get enough sleep. Minimize the availability of unhealthy snacks at work and schedule a weekly walk or bike ride with your colleagues. Accept novel experiences for a thriving life. Stay open to new experiences. They invigorate you and create lasting memories. Don't hesitate to try new things and enjoy the company of others. Be spontaneous and relish the moments spent with friends and loved ones. Key points. 1. Promote continuous learning and curiosity to drive organizational growth. 2. Build trust and flexibility through open communication and accountability. 3. Revolutionize feedback for ongoing employee empowerment and development. 4. Prioritize intrinsic motivation to sustain productivity and enthusiasm. 5. Accept servant leadership to value employees and collaboration. 6. Give strength teams through decentralized decision-making and autonomy. 7. Create workplace happiness through gratitude, support, and holistic well-being initiatives.